Jamie Dornan may be known for playing sick psychopaths on screen, but he swears he isn't really one in real life. I consider myself quite light-hearted, pretty easygoing, and I keep playing sick psychopath bastards, he told UK's The Guardian in a recent interview. It kind of worries me sometimes how comfortable I am in that zone. He credits one of those psychopaths for jump-starting his career, The Fall's Paul Spector, a loving father of two who also happens to be a serial killer. That show has given me everything, he said. It's a serious bit of effing culture and just such a treat to do. I know that every opportunity I get from now on is because of The Fall. And then, of course, there's Christian Grey, the BDSM-obsessed billionaire at the heart of 50 Shades of Grey, which dominated the U.S. box office Valentine's Day weekend. He understands why the role could seem like a bad career choice, but he doesn't regret taking it, despite rumors to the contrary. I knew with director Sam Taylor Johnson and cinematographer Seamus McGarvey that the film would be in safe hands, he said. And you know, it does no harm to be in a film that makes $500 million. Now he just has to figure out how to deal with the sometimes embarrassing encounters with fans. Once, Dornan took his 16-month-old daughter, Dulcie, to a playgroup that was coincidentally held at a cinema showing 50 Shades. He used his little girl as a mask to cover his face so he could escape. That doesn't mean he's not planning on returning for the hotly anticipated sequels. That was always the plan, he said, referring to whether he'd be back for 50 Shades 2 and 3. He hopes to see Taylor Johnson on board once again as well. The plan was always for her to do them, so hopefully that will happen, Dornan said, but I don't think it's going to be imminent. This article posted by Tara Fowler and originally appeared on People.com.